The state's redistricting board is taking public comment this week on its two options for an Alaska redistricting map. The first in a series of hearings to be held around the state took place in Anchorage on Monday, and many of the city's residents say the board's draft plan only fractures neighborhoods. Northwest Anchorage resident Shirley Rivas says the draft places half of her Muldoon neighborhood in the Anchorage suburb of Eagle River, some 15 miles away.
I just can't see how we can possibly work together with the Eagle River when, you know, our school districts are so different and our issues are very different. That is basically my concern. Where I live is going to be fractured, and I guess I'm a little upset.
The board released its draft redistricting plan on April 13th, and some said the hearing came before people had a chance to absorb the information. But Dave Ulmer, another Muldoon resident, says the proposed district revision has political overtones.
Big surprise to me, but now I am in an Eagle River Chugiak area, and half of Muldoon's there. That's terrible. I can't imagine what is going through your minds to be doing something like that. It's a horrendous idea. And the only thing I can think of is you guys are trying to do a slice and dice job on Senator Willikowski to bust up his district to get him out of there because he's too much of a thorn in the governor's side.
Both major political parties are watching the redistricting plan unfold with sharp interest. Republican Party of Alaska Chair Randy Redrick said the draft map for Anchorage is troubling at best.
Many of the districts that are created have features that violate the constitutional requirements. Some of the districts are barely contiguous. Others are obviously not compact. The districts ignore local government boundaries.
And Democratic Party of Alaska Executive Director Deborah Williams presented an alternate plan devised by the Rights Coalition. Williams told the panel she was testifying for herself only as a Matsu property owner. Williams said Matsu is required to have 5 intact house districts based on requirements of 17,775 population as ideal district size.
The state equal protection clause, which guarantees the right to proportional geographic representation. Under option 1, the senator for Glacier View would likely come from Ketchikan. That is not going to pass the state constitutional muster. I can absolutely assure you the state Supreme Court will not adopt a plan with non-contiguous pairings of districts.
Williams refers to the option that would create a Southeast Senate district from 2 House districts separated by hundreds of miles. Perhaps one of the major changes to come will concern the Matanuska-Susitna borough because population growth there will boost representation. The redistricting board holds hearings this week in Fairbanks, Juneau, and Cordova.